It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
It is Valentine's Day week, and I am doing everything in my power to try and get Mel back on the market.
Keep trying, Austin.
Consider
keep
me trying. Your Chris Harrison, and we are going to give a rose to someone, especially. I'm trying by the end of the week, and I've been trying all week by recruiting some of Melissa's favorite country artist. We've had Russell Dickerson give his advice on getting back out on the market. Yesterday, we had Jackson Dean, who hit us with some advice like this.
The best thing that I can say is you ain't meet nobody new to go backwards, and time doesn't work that way anyway, so leave the past where it is. Forward's the only way that time goes, so go with it. That's my philosophy on that.
That sounded like a song lyric. Oh, my gosh.
You could tell he's an artist.
Yeah.
You could just tell that guy's an artist.
So poetic. And I thought for sure that would have won Mel over and got her back out there dating again. But not yet. So I got to continue to pull out the big guns. So, which is why when we return, we're going to hear from a guy who rocked out Joe's on Weed this past Friday. None other than Dylan Marlowe.
Man, he's young, but you know what? I'll take anything I can get. But I still don't know if I'm going to do anything about it.
What's it going to take to get Melissa back out in the dating scene?
A lot.
So far, it's taken Russell Dickerson. It's taken Jackson Dean. And today, we are going to hear from Mr. Dylan Marlowe.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember, Dylan Marlowe sold out Joe's on Weed last Friday night. An absolutely fantastic show. Connor Smith popped in for a bit. It was so much fun. So, you know, I figured, you know, he's a happily married guy. He talks about his smoking hot wife all the time.
He does.
So why not ask him, okay, what advice would you have for Melissa, who's considering getting back out on the dating scene? And this is what he says.
I think you should find a guy that whenever you talk to him, if he mentions his mama, that's probably a good sign.
Okay.
But then again, he could have a really crazy mama. It could be 50-50. Or if he talks about Jesus, that's a good sign, too.
Okay.
Oh, I like that. So you're saying if the story about his mama is crazy, should that be a deal breaker?
Yeah, like if he texts his mama every day, that's probably a little weird.
Okay, I see where the line is.
You know, but if he's like, I'd love to take you home to meet my mama, like that's good. That's good.
Okay. It shows he's got love and respect for his mom, but not too much love and respect.
Yeah, and he's got manners. You got to open the door.
Sure. Yeah, it's a fine line right there.
I think that's pretty good advice, actually. I never even thought about the whole mama angle.
Yeah, Melissa's got a 13-year or 14-year-old son.
Yeah,
You could use that to in raising Porter, you know, being like, hey, you know, have some manners on a date with a woman.
I'm going to make him listen to this and tell him that he needs to also take that advice from you to make sure he calls his mama.
Although he does have one of those crazy mamas, so... Yeah, that is very much true.
That is true.
My mom listens to the show every morning, and I text her just about every single day now that I think about it. Am I weird for doing that?
Well, he said call. Didn't he say call? Is texting maybe a little more okay?
I don't know. I think he said text, but either way, I mean, we all do know that I am weird. But Mel, the question is... Did that help? Are we getting you back out there? Huh? Is that the push you needed?
Great advice.
Yeah.
Dylan, but I'm not there yet.
No.
I'm sorry. I'm just burned out on... I mean, you guys are all nice and everything. You guys are burning me out.
All right. Look, I didn't want to have to do this, but if you're still not in, then I got to work even harder.
Yeah, you are going to have to work harder.
Which means tomorrow we are going to none other than Windy City Smokeout Headliner. Bailey Zimmerman.
Oh, yeah. He always says he's looking for a wife.
Right?
Yeah.
If anyone can help, I'm sure Bailey can. So tomorrow this time, Bailey's going to give you the advice you need to get back out there.